Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 62. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 29. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly sunny skies and dry Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-80s Wednesday. Upper 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 47.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Hayes and Russell, both hit hard by drought, are one step closer to securing a reliable water supply.
A $15.8 million Build Kansas grant will help fund a pipeline from the R9 Ranch near Kinsley. Hayes manager Toby Dodery.
This is important to us because Hayes and Russell are the only two communities that do not have an adequate local supply of water. We're trying to secure additional water sources to ensure the survival of our communities.
The ranch could deliver over 6,700 acre-feet of water yearly. Officials are now pursuing a $50 million federal grant to ease the total $120 million cost. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Wichita's Ethics Board met recently to make a decision about a complaint against Councilmember Brandon Johnson from a January altercation in a Topeka bar. The board found Johnson in violation of one of four ethics issues. The board chose not to fine Johnson, and he released a statement on Friday saying he accepts the Ethics Board's findings. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas House and Senate moved forward this week to create a new Kansas Office of Early Childhood, merging three departments that govern child care in the state, while loosening regulations for child care providers and providing an opt-out for required child vaccinations. And both chambers passed House Bill 2045, sending the legislation on to Governor Kelly for her approval. Governor Kelly said in a statement that this bipartisan legislation is a win for businesses, child care providers, and most importantly, Kansas children and families, as now Kansas's early childhood system will no longer be bogged down by inefficiencies and bureaucratic red tape. She said she looks forward to signing House Bill 2045 as they streamline access to high-quality early childhood services and make Kansas the premier place to raise a family. The bill's passage came over objections from several lawmakers about the lack of a fiscal note and the opportunity to debate. The bill also looks at child care regulations, making changes to allow fewer education requirements for some workers in a child care facility, changing the ratios of the number of adults to children, and the bill changes vaccination requirements, allowing a child's guardian to avoid the immunization requirements if they provide a signed written statement that immunizations violate sincerely held religious beliefs. The bill passed the Senate 30-10 and the House 99-23. Governor Kelly recently announced that Kansas has been recognized as an innovation champion, the highest scoring category in the Consumer Technology Association, or CTA, 2025 scorecard. This recognition highlights Kansas's commitment to innovation, economic growth, and quality of life. Governor Kelly said the advancements they've made in every part of Kansas demonstrates that our state is a premier state to live, work, and raise a family. CTA's 7th edition of the U.S. Innovation Scorecard reviewed all 50 states by analyzing 54 indicators across 11 categories, and Kansas is one of 12 states to receive the title of Innovation Champion and one of six that earned the honor of the CTA's previous scorecard in 2023. This year's scorecard features four new categories, reflecting the expanding foundations required for technological innovation. And the new categories assess blockchain, which assesses state legislation on policies towards blockchain technologies, data privacy, which measures indicators on businesses' ability to innovate and compete without compromising sensitive data or legal clarity, grid preparedness, which measures a state's energy demand in comparison to its energy supply, and manufacturing, which analyzes a state's total number of manufacturers, its manufacturing percentage of GDP, and how it's attracting new manufacturing talent. These new categories complement the seven categories carried over from the 2023 scorecard, underscoring the CTA's intent to assess how states have continued to develop in key areas. Agriculture producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agricultural Risk Coverage, ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2025 crop year have until tomorrow, Tuesday, April 15th, to revise elections and sign contracts. Both of these safety net programs, delivered by USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, provide vital income support to eligible farmers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2025 crop year. In Kansas, producers have completed 72,222 contracts to date, representing 70% of the more than 104,500 expected contracts. Joshua Ritter, the Deputy State Executive Director for FSA in Kansas, said agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage programs provide excellent risk protection for market declines at no cost to the producer. He said if you haven't made your program election or signed a contract, to please contact your local FSA county office as soon as possible to set an appointment so you don't miss the Tuesday, April 15th deadline. If producers do not submit their election revision by the April 15th deadline, the election remains the same as their 2024 election for eligible commodities on the farm. Also, producers who do not complete enrollment and sign their contract by the deadline will not be enrolled in ARC or PLC for the 2025 year and will not receive a payment if one is triggered. Farm owners can only enroll in these programs if they have a share interest in the commodity. To learn more and to get more information about this and other FSA programs, producers can contact their local USDA service center or visit fsa.usda.gov. In Nebraska news, a man was arrested Wednesday morning after calling in a pair of bomb threats in Grand Island. At around 1:50 a.m., officers in Grand Island responded to the area of 2nd and Eddy Streets on a report of a bomb on the side of the road. However, according to police, a bomb was not discovered. Officers then received another report of a bomb, this time at Fawner Park Casino at around 4:10 a.m., and once again, officers did not find a bomb. The person who reported the bombs, Ahmed Mohammed, was found near Stoley Park Road and Locust Street, and police said Mohammed called in the bomb threats to waste officers' time. He was arrested on suspicion of placing a false bomb report. A judge ruled Friday that a man charged in a deadly stabbing along Interstate 80 in Nebraska is incompetent to stand trial, and the decision was based on 22-year-old James Thompson's latest mental competency evaluation at a psychiatric hospital. It's the second time that Hall County District Court Judge Andrew Butler found Thompson unfit for trial. In February, he committed Thompson to the Lincoln Regional Center to be treated until he was mentally competent. When the case was in county court, he was initially deemed competent. On June 19th, court documents show that Thompson attacked a Missouri couple at the I-80 rest area near Grand Island. 72-year-old Gary Weaver was pronounced dead from multiple stab wounds, and his 71-year-old wife was seriously wounded. And the Nebraska State Patrol reported that Thompson was trying to steal the Jeep that was attached to their camper. He faces five felonies, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder, and has pled not guilty by reason of insanity. When the case was in court, county court, he was initially deemed competent. Butler scheduled another hearing for June 10th to reassess Thompson's mental state. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a mill and fill project will begin today, Monday, April 14th, on Nebraska Highway 74 or N74. Mill and fill is a process of removing deteriorated asphalt in preparation of placing an asphaltic patch to improve the roadway surface and drivability. State maintenance forces will be performing the mill and fill from Reference Post 1 to Reference Post 6, approximately 1 mile east of Minden, and the work is anticipated to take 5 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Due to the warming weather, Kansas State University entomologists report that ticks have already been found around areas of Kansas. Many tick bites are harmless, but some ticks can transmit pathogens causing diseases such as Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and they say that avoiding tick bites is the first level of defense. Entomologists said that people should be careful when they're outdoors, especially when they're in an area with long grass, because ticks need to be protected from the elements they like to be in the grass and leaf litter, and then they come out looking for a meal. When in tall grassy areas, they suggest tucking your pants into your socks and shirts into your pants to limit tick access to your skin, and you could also duct tape your shirt sleeves to your skin. And then, once you're back indoors, take off your clothes, put them in the wash, and do a full body check. If a tick is found on the body and it's not embedded, you can pick it off to remove it. However, if it has attached, it is suggested to use your thumb and forefinger to pull it away from the body with steady but firm pressure. Once a tick finds a host, it must penetrate the skin, secure its mouth parts, and initiate feeding, which takes about 24 to 48 hours. So if ticks can be repelled, prevented from attaching, or killed during this period, then it reduces the chance that it will have transmitted a pathogen. The tick species that most commonly infest people and domestic animals in Kansas are the American dog tick, the Lone Star tick, the winter tick, and the black-legged or deer tick. Full descriptions and pictures of ticks common to the Sunflower State are available in a publication from K-State Research and Extension that's titled Ticks in Kansas, which can be accessed online at ksre.k-state.edu. To protect dogs, cats, and livestock, regular application of pesticides used to kill ticks and mites may be necessary, and you should consult with your veterinarian for the best recommendation to protect animals. More information is also available at local extension offices in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started a bridge repair project on K-27 over the Smoky Hill River in Wallace County. The bridge is located approximately 2.5 miles north of Sharon Springs, and the traffic is reduced to a single lane over the bridge with an 11-foot width restriction directed by a temporary traffic signal. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project work to be complete in August, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on March 24th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Vice Chairman Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, Norton County Clerk Craig Renner, and County Attorney Abigail Horn. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, and year-to-date budget expenditures were given to the commissioners, and Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the March 17, 2025 meeting. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Darla Beasley, Rose Garrison, and Drew Kaysen joined the meeting as they are representing the Christmas Decorating Committee and wanted to inform the commission of the event, and they asked if they could get help from the inmate crew to assist with the preparation of the event. They said they are in the process of getting sponsors for a walk-through Christmas light display at Elmwood Park. The commission granted the use of the crew, and the commission asked for the price of a display. Ms. Kaysen said she will research this and get to the commission a price for a display. Terry Laughlin with the Road and Bridge Department joined the meeting, and he reported that the new Batwing mowers have been ordered. He also reported that the grader is listed for sale with Foley equipment and that they're receiving several inquiries. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel in the Road and Bridge Department for 10 minutes, to include Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, Clerk Renner, and Mr. Laughlin, the commission came out of the executive session at 10:45 a.m. with no action taken. Clerk Renner and Mr. Laughlin reported that they will research the grant money that is available for security cameras, and it was also reported that the county has the prison crew for the month of April with lots of projects scheduled. Commissioner Thompson moved to adjourn the meeting. Commissioner Beidler seconded the meeting, and with no further business, the meeting was adjourned at 11:06 a.m. Norton's junior high track coach, Bill Brockelman, reported that on Friday, April 11th, the Norton Junior High track team started their season off with the 8th grade boys running away with the team trophy. Coach said that the Jays also had many other successes on this day, as the 7th grade boys and girls both finished 3rd and the 8th grade girls finished 6th. He said one thing that happened with everything else going on is that Rustin Wyatt broke a 19-year-old record in the Open 200 by close to a half a second. Funeral services for Terry Delp, 78, of Littleton, Colorado, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Monday, April 14th, at the United Parish of Lenora, and burial with military honors will follow in the Lenora East Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Veterans of Foreign Wars and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Northern Valley Schools. For lunch, you'll be having steak strips, gravy, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 62 and breezy, with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 29 and a north wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 70 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 46. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 86. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 87. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 61. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 63. And on Sunday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise it should be partly sunny with a high near 64. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 47 degrees. The humidity is 46%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.23. The dew point is 27 degrees. And our current wind chill is 41 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday, and he discussed what Kansas State women's basketball is doing with their roster overhaul, and he doesn't completely get it.
I'm really surprised at the number of returning players who have opted to leave. I'll be honest, I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe they're recruiting at such a high level that these players know they're not going to see the floor. Maybe they've been asked to leave. I don't know, but you just had a Sweet 16 team, and now this has turned into basically an entire rebuild. Your only returning starter, out. Another player who has redshirted but has started in the past, out. You have some key backups now, out. Your entire front line is basically gone now. So it's going to be interesting to see how exactly they rebuild this roster and who they have coming in and where this puts the program.
We'll continue to keep you up to date as Jeff Mitty and the Kansas State women continue to project their 2025-26 roster together. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at StorinWon'tQuit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.